question. Get some socks for Wozy. Get ready for this day with Warren. My hair and nails done. And,
Krista, put my phone down.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you see. Where you want to go. What you want to be. If you have a dream, you can make it there with a lot of work and a lot of prayer. If you take your time, gotta be precise. Gotta have a plan. Double check it twice. Wait. Hold up. Slow down, still won't need advice. Someone's gone before, maybe talk to them. Then after you do, go and talk to him. Wait, it's gonna come, maybe not tonight. Take your time today, future's looking bright.
Got a lot of friends, made a lot of ends. Twitter, you the trend, even Bentley Benz. But you're moving kind of fast. Keep sweating, you gotta make it last. Live every day like it's your last. But don't forget to have a blast.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful and sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Let's continue with this discourse. So now this hell, this fire reality, it comes from the African teaching of the waters of Nun. This word Orcus causes me to understand what is being taught to us. In the waters of Nun, we promised the Most High that we would do the bidding and the work of the Most High, but we have broken our oath, and so that same reality that we come from is the mode of punishment that we go through because we have broken our oath to be the Christ in human flesh. Now this Hades, now, you have Zeus, you have Neptune, you have Hades. Zeus is the ruler of the heavens. He's coming like the Christ. He's coming like the Atum. But Neptune, the ruler of the waters, and Hades, the ruler of the underworld. These are representing, you might say, chaos and turbulence. These are representing the various forces of the universe. And when you study this in the Greek, you come to chaos and you come to the other relatives of chaos that are a description of the forces in the universe. So Zeus now works to free these forces from Kronos. Kronos means time. Time, T-I-M-E, time swallowed up the forces. Kronos, chronological order, means order in the realm of time. Whichever was first and whichever was second is next, and whichever was third is next. You don't put three in front of one out of order. Out of order as it concerns time. Time dictates order. So, chronological order is to put something out of order. We're dealing with the concept of order. We're dealing with the concept of chaos and turbulence. Things being thrown out of order. So Kronos is time. And in the African ancient ancestors' teaching, time was Ha and Ha-het. Or I should say that Ha is infinite and Ha-het is finite. But that which is infinite and that which is finite has to do with time. So Atum in Africa calls forth the forces including time, including those forces that have to do with energy and space, to bring order out of chaos and turbulence. So Zeus, he frees Neptune. He frees Hades. He frees all of his siblings out of Kronos, out of time. Time can't hold it. So time was acting as a finite reality, but now we're freed from time. That is infinity. There is your huh, and there is your ha-het. When Kronos swallowed them and kept them captive, that was a ha-het, the sacred divine feminine, teaching us about that which is finite. But then when Zeus frees his siblings, representing the elements of the universe, from Kronos, which is time, that is infinity, which is ha, sacred divine masculine. So you can see how the Greeks studied what the Africans taught, and then because of the African teaching and putting it together, you have this teaching in the Greek language and understanding. And the teaching was that the expanse of the sky coupled with the expanse of the bottom, which is this fiery waters that we call noon, is so far below on the opposite end of the sky that together these make the egg of the universe. Now we're back to the Dogon, African tribe, teaching about Emeya, the egg of the universe, that hidden and unseen, you might say, Sirius star C. You have Sirius A, Sirius B, that the Africans taught was the pole seed, representing the masculine and feminine neutron, the child, the twin, masculine and feminine, child of the Most High, pole seed, seed of life, germ of life. And then Emeya is the egg of the universe from which all has come. So that is the teaching on hell. But Christ, Yahushua, is not to see death and hell, because Christ, Yahushua, fulfilled the promise that he made to the Most High. So it is up to us to fulfill the promise that we made to the Most High, and then we won't see hell and we won't see corruption. Moving forward as quickly as I can to another Sunday school lesson taken in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 6 through 13. Worthy is the Lamb. And now we should be thinking Zodiac. We should be thinking Aries, the ram, and the ram as a lamb. We should be thinking of the African Hebrew Israelite nation as the Lamb of God, the Aries of God, the ram's horn, the lamb, that we were to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, and fulfill our oath and not break our oath and not become Orcas and suffer because we broke our oath. And so Yahushua is the Lamb of God. Yahushua is worthy. But we don't just say the flesh and the blood. We say that health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, these principles are worthy. And the principle of vengeance, which teaches us we had better fulfill our oath and not break our oath, or we will fall under the vengeance of the Most High and be punished by the Most High because we did not fulfill our oath. And now we suffer this condition of death, hell, and destruction all over the earth. And so, it says in verse 6, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. This throne, which is the universe, and the sun, Atum, Adon, Aton, sun disk, moving through the seven pole stars, giving us the seven eyes of the Most High, giving us the seven spirits of the Most High. See, the sun symbolizes the truth which is in all of us if we awaken that truth and we are then able to navigate our lives. You see, the earth has seven pole stars, and the seven pole stars are so because as the sun moves in the reverse zodiac, 26,000 year period of time through the reverse zodiac, beginning with Aries, the earth moves in a wobble. And every time the earth wobbles, there is a new true north star. Each pole star, I learned this from my brother Ashra Kwesi, the African origin of Christianity, or Christianity, the stolen religion from Africa. Seven pole stars. Every time the earth wobbles, there's a new true north. And that new true north is the new pole star. And so these represent the seven spirits of the Most High and the seven eyes of the Most High that guide us in our time of being at the wobble. The earth symbolizes, as Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches, the wobble in the human nature. You go so long, you're truthful, you're upright, and then we wobble. We fall. Now we have to find that upright direction again. Now we have to find the strength to stand up again. Now we have to find the new north. Now we have to set ourselves on the eye of the Most High and the spirit of the Most High. Seven, the number of completion. The Most High sees in completion. The Most High, the spirit of the Most High is complete. So we are able to navigate ourselves. We are able to navigate our lives. We are able to see how we can grow and how we can find our way in a time of the wobble in our nature, which will not last forever. As we get this science, as we get this teaching, we will then be able to overcome the wobble in our nature. Now, the beasts and the elders, could this mean the zodiac? Could this mean the various various planets and the various star constellations that are given, are anthropomorphized? Attributes, characteristics are given to the planets. Attributes and characteristics of the Most High are given to the stars and the Milky Way and the various constellations. You have constellations that are seen as women. You have constellations that are seen as men. You have planets that are seen as animals. You have constellations that are seen as animals. You have animal characteristics given to various things in the universe. You have men, women, elder characteristics given to various things in the universe. So are we looking at a description of the planetary bodies and the astral bodies and the lunar bodies, sun, moon, stars, planets, as the planets and the stars and the moon rotate around the earth? And he came and took the book out of the hand of him that sat on the throne. This is Yahushua, the principles of Yahushua that are alive in all of us, as all of us are Christ in human flesh. The shadow and the womb of our mothers were overshadowed so that we could come to birth through the aggregation of sun, moon, stars, planets, earth, air, fire, and water. We're back to E equals MC squared. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts, 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of full odors, which are the prayers of saints. And many of these words are masculine, and others of these words are feminine. I'm not going into the specific definitions. We're just teaching from memory right now. I went through these words. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof." The seal, the seal that closed the book, and until the time that we fulfill the book, now the book is open. And the worthy one, those principles of health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, these are worthy principles. These are worthy characteristics and attributes that we must become these or suffer vengeance. The vengeance and punishment of the Most High for not fulfilling our pledge. It says, "For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us." I think that I want to go after that word redeemed right quick. I think there was something very instructive about that word redeemed. You see, sisters and brothers, the people that need redeeming are the poor working class masses of the oppressed peoples of the earth. We do not understand how to teach scripture. We do not understand how to teach Bible and teach Quran. These scriptures, when we go into the definitions of the words, they teach us something about the system. They teach us how the system operates, and they teach us how to overcome the system, as we were told in the book of Revelation that we read in chapter 3. "For thou wast slain and hath redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Listen, when we understand the scripture properly, we do not see just Christian. We do not see just Muslim or only Jew or only Hindu or only Buddhist or only Zoroaster or only communist or only socialist or only capitalist or only Democrat or only Republican or only black, brown, red, yellow. We see the nation. We see every kindred and tongue and people and nation. We see the whole of the poor, working class, oppressed masses of the proletariat of the earth suffering, and we want to see the redemption of every suffering human being back to the Most High. And if the ruling class and ruling families, if members of that class want to join us in the redemption and liberation of the human family, they are welcome. And so this word redeem is this word. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G59, agarazzo, agarazzo.
This word is defined as to be in the marketplace, to attend it, to do business there, to buy or sell of idle people, to haunt the marketplace, to lounge there. Now, sisters and brothers, this is teaching us of the system. The system is destroying men and women and boys and girls. The system, through warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. The system, through economic warfare. The system, through intimidation, through the United Nations. The system, sisters and brothers, in the hands of people who have given their spirit, soul, energy, the same Atum, the same Christ, they've given their spirit, soul, energy to Satan to oppose the human family, to do wickedness. We are in a condition that we all must be redeemed from this system. So how do we overcome this system? How do we redeem ourselves from the system? The key is in Yahushua, but the key is understanding that the marketplace, they say trust the market. They say the market determines the prices of everything. They say the market determines who succeeds and who fails. Well, we can't trust the market, and we must be redeemed from the market. We must be redeemed from this system. We must be redeemed from Wall Street. We must be redeemed from the Republican and Democratic parties. We must be redeemed from this educational system that teaches death and destruction, that disempowers our babies and our youth. We must be redeemed from this religious system. I have to follow my mind. I was watching TBN just recently, watching the Trinity Broadcast Network. I wanted to hear what Perry Stone had to say about prophecy. His politics are messed up, jacked up, but he has some insight that is very useful. So I was watching this broadcast, March the 25th or March the 26th. He had four or five preachers preach real good preaching to the people. Lots of good stuff was said, but there was no empowering of the people to confront the marketplace, to confront the business done in the marketplace, to confront these that are idle. You say, this is the marketplace. How are they idle? Because idle means not active or in use. Well, when we understand that all of us gave the promise to the Most High that we would be set aside as a Nazarene for the use of the Most High to promote and propagate life and not death, every day we are found not on our mission is a day that we are idle. So those that are in the marketplace, those that are on Wall Street, those that create warfare and create bloodshed are really idle, and we must understand that reality so that we do not become idle. You see, the preaching that went forth is good for personal use, is good to overcome habits that we need to overcome, to overcome certain mental constraints that we have on ourselves personally. But it was no empowerment for the people to actually confront the system that is destructive of the human family. So we are able to listen to them and take what they have said from the scripture, and then we put it in the place and the function and the mechanism and the methodology that will empower us to overcome the system. So the church, the religious system, mosque, cathedral, synagogue, whatever, temple, we must be redeemed from these religious systems that the religions are misused and abused causing us to be idle in the marketplace. So we must be redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. The redeemed is rooted in another word. Let's hear this word.
Strong's G58, agora. Agora.
This word, agora, in the Greek language is feminine. That other word was a verb. This one is feminine, and it means any assembly, especially of the people, the place of assembly for public debating, for elections, for trials. Look, the system, Republicans, Democrats, holding public debates on C-SPAN, you can see debates, you can see assemblies, you can see people talking, you can see elections. We participate in elections. We see trials going on television. We, many of us, have gone through trials in the court system. And we have seen injustice. We have seen wickedness. We have seen the Republicans and the Democrats have a debate that is over nothing. That is to get us to buy into their already pre-made and created plans of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. This root word is also defined as buying and selling. The buying and the selling yet goes on. We have been purchased by the system. They tell me that our birth certificates are like a purchasing receipt, and that these birth certificates are used as receipts for the system to use our lives, spirit, mind, body, soul, energy, so that they may propagate death, hell, and destruction. Not to mention the buying and selling of the bodies of men and women, no matter the color, in the slave system. And in the modern day slave system, black bodies were sold, and black bodies were purchased, and black bodies were bought. And so we must be redeemed from this type of system. The buying and selling that goes on between powerful people to buy and sell elections, to purchase influence, to sway whole nations from voting for the truth in the United Nations, to purchase the votes of CEOs so that they may influence the electorate, that they may influence the system to always bend toward death, hell, destruction, to bend toward warfare and bloodshed. It says, further defined, for all kinds of business, marketplace, and the street. And so we cover it all. This whole system that has created death, hell, and destruction. We must be redeemed from this system. And this word is also rooted in another word that has to do with arouse and rise and awake, to recall the dead to life. So this system has caused us to be dead. This marketplace, do not trust the market. The market is being manipulated. The word marketplace is feminine. So we have to see the marketplace, the elections, the public debating, the trials. All of this has been misused by the wicked. So we want to redeem the marketplace. We want to redeem the elections process. We want to redeem the judicial system. We want to redeem trade and commerce. And the only way to do that is the blood of Yahushua, which means the life of Yahushua. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.